The Long Patrol, Disc 2.
Chapter 8. When the sun was past its zenith, Russ awoke Tamil. He felt marvellously refreshed and immediately shouldered the haversack, saying,
"My turn to carry this a while. Come on, pal. Where to now?"
Still travelling south, the squirrel took him to the top of the next rise and pointed with a stick.
"Little patch of woodland yonder. We should make it at twilight."
The going was much easier for Tamil. He enjoyed the sight of new places and fresh scenery, learning from his experienced travelling companion all the time. Russa seemed to come out of her normal taciturn self and was much more verbose than usual.
"Skirt round this patch, Tam. Don't want to disturb that curlew sitting on her nest, do we?"
"Of course not. Jolly thoughtful of you. Leave the poor bird in peace to sit on her eggs, what?"
"Nothing of the sort. If and we crossed there, that'd upset her and she'd fly up kicking a racket to warn us off. That'd give our position away to any beast who was tracking us."
"Oh, right. I see. Do you suppose there's some beast after us?"
Russ's reply was cryptic.
"I don't know. What do you think?"
The squirrel was as good as her word. Long shadows were gone and twilight was shading the skies as they arrived at the woodland patch, which was considerably bigger than it had seemed from afar. Russ had allowed Tamil to pick their campsite, and he chose an ancient fallen beech with part of its vast root system poking into the air. Russ nodded approval.
"This looks all right. Want a fire?"
Tamil shrugged off his belt and weapon.
"If you say so. Spring nights can be jolly cold, and besides, I'd like to have a hot supper if you have no objections."
Russ shook her head vigorously.
"None at all, matey. There's plenty of dead wood and dry bark about. I'll see to the fire, you unpack the victuals."
Flint and steel from Russ's pouch soon had dry tinder alight. Clearing a fire space around it, she added fragrant dead pine twigs, old brown ferns and some stout billets of beech. Tamil found a flagon of elderberry wine in the pack. He warmed pancakes before spreading them with honey and set two moist-looking chunks of plum cake near the flames to heat through. They sat with their backs against the beech, pleasantly tired, eating, drinking and chatting. Russa picked up Tamil's dirk and inspected it closely.
"This is a rare weapon, mate. Is it your father's?"
"No, it was my mother's. She was a Long Patrol fighter, you know. She said a better lord made it for her in the forge at Salamandastron, the great mountain fortress. Can you tell me anything of the mountain, Russa? I've never seen it."